Okay, so we're in the main control room. As you can see, we have a watch of six on duty, and then we work on 2 days, 2 nights with 4 days off. We work 12-hour shifts, and we have a large board which shows all the resources that we have in the county, which obviously the operational crew actually use to help them move resources around. We have an officer in charge that sits here. There's always an officer in charge. Today we have a radio operator here that works on specifically on the radio. Only talks to people on the radio. Doesn't take any fire calls.
There's nothing we can do.
Then you have three personnel that work also with taking fire calls, and they all support each other with taking fire calls. So if it gets busy, they can all support each other. We work very closely as a team, and we work very closely with the operational staff outside of fire control to make sure that that the incident is dealt with appropriately.
And we can hear this room's quite busy. There's a lot going on. You get lots of calls, but with the Olympics, things are set to get busier.
Yes, it could potentially get busier. Even just the fact that we're going to have more people driving through the county. We'll have more people travelling through the county, whether it's just going through the county to other Olympic sites or actually coming to the Olympic site itself with the Lee Valley Whitewater Centre. So we are, expecting more volumes of people. So it could potentially be busier for us.
But Hertfordshire Fire and Rescue Service have been telling me that they've been over-planning, which sounds like a bad thing almost. It almost sounds like a waste of time, but it isn't, is it?
No, we have done an awful lot of planning because we want to be prepared and we want to be prepared for every eventuality. And I think it's a good thing to plan accordingly and to support the people that are in here to make sure they're aware of what's going on and what's going to happen.
I hear that you've been setting up a special area just for the Olympics.
Yes, this room's next door. This is a major incident room. We have an Olympic team specifically available to support the crew in the fire control for the duration of the Olympics. So we've been working very closely to make sure that the crew in there are aware of what's going to happen with regards to the Olympic team and what our role is, and we're there to support them.
I've been in this room before and it has changed a lot. A lot's been done. Can you explain all the things that you've had to do to get it to this stage, to get this room ready?
Yes, to get the room ready, we've got a big display board which we can use. We can display any information we need to, whether it's on video link or television. So obviously looking at the BBC News, the news sites, to see what's happening. We're going to have some screens, extra screens available to us with our vision mobilising system, so we can actually look at what's happening, not just with the Olympics, just what's happening day to day. Also, obviously, our plans out on the desk, and we're going to have quite a few maps that we're going to display as well. So whether it's the Olympic site or other places in Hertfordshire, which we can actually use to map incidents as they happen. So, and we have obviously got more than one person in here. We'll have a team of four potentially to help us out if we need it. So.
You have had a special Olympic planning team.
This is Senior Fire Control Operator Leslie Robinson, and she is our System Supports Manager. And she has played quite an integral role in planning for the Olympics in regards to she's updated all the information on the vision mobilising system so that obviously the operational crew have all that information readily available to them if they require it. So she's been very important to this project.
We are hosting an Olympic venue. We've got one here in Hertfordshire. And presumably you've been working to try and do everything you can to make sure that venue is safe.
Hello, Brian. Well, we've been working so that during the Olympics, we're very much working to business as usual in the fire service. On the system support side, I've been putting in place action plans so that for the Olympic team that come into control and also for the normal control staff, if any incidents happen in or around the Olympic venue, they've got direction as to what we should be doing, because it may differ from normal day-to-day operations. We've also been on the system. We're looking at temporarily moving the appliances from Cheshunt Fire Station, and that's because of the large number of volume of people and traffic coming into the county. So we've had to set up the system to reflect this so that for the staff in control, it's operations as normal.